listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, hello, my family. Let's get together and read some readings. Before we get together at the family dinner table, this week we're taking a look at the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading comes from Sirach, one of my favorite books in Scripture, one of the great jewels of the Old Testament. It's only in the Catholic Bible, my brothers and my sisters, so take advantage of it and read through it. Sirach chapter 35, verses 2 through 14 and verses 16 through 18. Our psalm response from Psalm 34, verses 2 and 3, and then verses 17 through 19, and then verse 23 for good measure. Our second reading from Second Timothy, also St. Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8 and verses 16 through 18. And our gospel from St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. You know, a couple years ago, if I would have said the name Susan Boyle, not many people in the world would have raised an eyebrow or even known who she was. And she made a name for herself not only because of her amazing singing voice or the fact that she's even sung for the Holy Father, but because on Britain's Got Talent, this woman, this meek, humble, you know, older woman walks out on stage, and she made a name for herself because the minute she walked out, before she opened her voice, before she opened her mouth, there was a judgment made, a presumption made. The eyebrows were raised. It was almost mocking because how can this meek, sort of common, suburban-looking woman be on this show? She then opened her mouth, and she silenced everybody with the beauty that came forth when she sang her song. And there's a danger in presumption, especially when it comes to this sort of America's, Britain's Got Talent, American Idol kind of culture. We're in a Facebook culture, in a MySpace culture. And we're in this thing where the exterior appearance is everything, what people are trying to pervade. And people very quickly make presumptions. People very quickly make judgments. If they didn't, people wouldn't work so hard to find the best-looking picture of themselves to put up as their Facebook profile or whatever else. See, our exterior appearance says a lot to the world and means a lot to the world. But what we have to remember is it doesn't mean that much to God. That is our interior that God looks to first, that God looks at us from the inside out, not the outside in. And we have to be careful not to make presumptions not only about God's love for other people, but we can't make presumptions about the way that God loves us, the way that we love him, that we have to live each day for him, not just presume that because our life is going well, we must be in his favor. See, a lot of times people say, well, see, you know, God must have done something, you know, when they go through a hard time. I must have done something wrong, and that's why God's punishing me. And that's not the way it works. God loves us. All things work for our salvation. God loves us. So a lot of times when something's going wrong in our life, it's really not God's fault. In this first reading, we're going to hear about the Lord, the God of justice, who knows no favorites. Who knows no favorites. Why? Because God's love is unconditional. He loves the Pope as much as he loves the prostitute. God loves everyone equally, even though they don't love him equally. What we have to remember is that even the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest until it reaches its goal. Sometimes we might look at someone who's homeless or hungry or unemployed and say, you know, God obviously, you know, doesn't love that person as much as this person, you know, because they're not as blessed. It's not true. That's not how God's favor and God's love work. God knows no partiality. That is an invitation, an opportunity for us to reach out and help someone else in the name of God. But we can't just presume that because someone's going through a hard time or someone gets sick or someone is down on their luck that God doesn't love them as much. It doesn't work that way. In the second reading, we hear St. Paul talking to Timothy, and this is at the end of St. Paul's life. He's about to go off to heaven, and he's trying to explain to him, look, I've given everything I am. I've been poured out like a libation, okay? My departure is at hand. He knows he's going back to God soon, and he starts to talk in this analogy. I've competed well. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. The crown of righteousness awaits me, and St. Paul's not being cocky right here. He's not just saying, you know, he's presuming he's going to heaven because of what a great person he is. He is presuming that he's going to be called to heaven because of what a great person God is. Because he's seen in his own life, as horrible as a sinner as he was, he's seen the grace of God at work in his own life, and he knows and believes in the grace of God and in the mercy of God. So when he starts talking about how he's going to heaven, his presumption is one that actually glorifies God. It doesn't glorify himself. And that's a really, really important thing, because on the outside, which you have to remember, at the end of Paul's life, he was old and beaten and battered and broken. Yet he was filled with life on the inside because he knew the love of God and he knew the mercy of God. So on the exterior, as he's being carried off in chains to Rome, someone might not be saying, wow, you know, he's in a really good spot, but he was because he knew God. That's why in this gospel, we're given this parable and we're told about, talked about the two people in the temple area, one, a tax collector, you know, and then the other one who was dishonest and greedy and adulterous. And the tax collector is going to stand up and talk about how he gives, you know, tithes on his whole income. And Jesus goes on to give us a really important teaching here. The one who exalts himself is going to be humbled. The one who's trying to show everybody their shiny, perfect exterior and talks about how great they are in relation to everybody else. The one who looks down at other people. The one who makes presumptions about other people. That person is not in as good a shape with God as they believe they are or as they proclaim to be. We have to remember that God does not judge us by our exterior appearance. Our exterior appearance is either going to reflect God or reflect the world. And that's why we talk about things like, do we dress modestly? Do we act humbly? You know, do we do things and act in a way that points people back to God? So our exterior appearance does matter. But when it comes to judgment, God's going to judge our heart. And our exterior appearance is going to be a reflection of our heart, the way that we carry ourselves and talk about ourselves, and the way that we point people or do not point people back to God. It's important this day to remember that we cannot presume to know someone else's heart or where they are on their faith walk. Everybody has their own cross to carry. And my brothers and my sisters, every day is an opportunity to share your cross with another, to share your cross with Christ, and to point others back to him and his love. Do not presume you're better off than you are, and do not presume you're better than others. Just presume that God loves you no matter what. Rest and act in that love.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.